This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said his government has brought next-generation reforms in GST. Interacting with the National Awardee teachers in Delhi this evening, Mr. Modi said, GST 2.0 is a double dose of support and growth for the nation, and the GST has become even simpler now. He added that middle class, new middle class, poor, youth and women will benefit with the GST reforms. Now we go live to the event.
और साथियों, मैंने लाल किले से इस बार 15 अगस्त को कहा था कि भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाने के लिए नेक्स्ट जनरेशन रिफॉर्म करना बहुत जरूरी है। मैंने देशवासियों से भी ये वादा किया था कि इस दिवाली और छठ पूजा से पहले खुशियों का डबल धमाका होगा। अब आप लोग तो यहाँ दो दिन से ये सब जगह अब आपका चरण रज लेते का प्रयास होता होगा, तो आपको शायद अखबार देखने का मौका नहीं मिला होगा, न टीवी देखने का मौका मिला होगा, या तो घर पे बात करते हो, अरे वहां फोटो छपी है। खैर,
President Draupadi Murmu today greeted teachers across the country on the eve of Teachers' Day. In a message, the president said that teachers are the guiding light of the society and the architects of our nation's future. The president mentioned that as India moves ahead to achieve the goal of a developed nation, the role of teachers in preparing responsible, knowledgeable and skilled citizens becomes even more significant. India and Singapore today signed 5 agreements on civil aviation, space, skill development, digital asset innovation and green and digital shipping corridor. The MOUs were exchanged after the talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Singaporean counterpart Lawrence Wong in New Delhi today. In his press statement, Prime Minister Modi said both nations share common concerns regarding terrorism. He said India and Singapore believe that fighting against terrorism with unity is the duty of all humanitarian countries. Mr. Modi said India and Singapore will continue to work together to advance the joint vision for cooperation with ASEAN and for peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. Later, both leaders virtually inaugurated the GN Port PSA Mumbai Terminal Phase 2. Briefing media this afternoon, Secretary East, External Affairs Ministry P. Kumaram said the two leaders adopted a roadmap for comprehensive strategic partnership. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today visited the flood-hit areas in Punjab's Amritsar and Gurdaspur districts and interacted with flood-affected people, including farmers. Speaking to the media in Amritsar, the Agriculture Minister said he has been sent by the Prime Minister to take stock of the situation and assured that the centre fully stands with the people of Punjab in this hour of crisis. Niti Aayog CEO B.V.R. Subramaniam today said the government's aim is to make India the food basket of the world. Launching a report in Niti Aayog this afternoon, Mr. Subramaniam said all steps are being taken to reduce the country's import dependency of pulses. According to the report titled Strategy and Pathways for Accelerating Growth in Pulses Towards the Goal of Atmanirbharta, production of pulses has marked an increase of over 59% since 2015-16. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended with marginal gains today. The markets had opened on a cheerful note following announcement of next-generation GST reforms. The Sensex rose 150 points to close at 80,718, and the Nifty was nearly flat, adding 19 points to settle at 24,734. The World Boxing Championships 2025 began today in Liverpool, England. India has fielded a strong 20-member contingent in the championships. Two-time world champion Nikhat Zareen and Tokyo Olympic bronze medalist Lovlina Borgohai and two-time Asian champion Pooja Rani form the experienced core of the women's squad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.